de tantos pintores viejos. Aunque la Virgen sea blanca, píntale angelitos negros que también se van al cielo. Todos los negritos buenos. Pintor, si pintas con amor, ¿por qué desprecias su color? Si sabes que en el cielo también los quiere Dios. Si tienes alma en el cuerpo, ¿por qué a pintar en tus cuadros te olvidaste de los negros? Siempre que pintas iglesias, pintas angelitos bellos, pero nunca te acordaste de pintar un
tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with your host, Kerry Gaffney and Jeff Williams. Up next on the queue is the Surefire Soul Ensemble from their album, Step Down. You're going to listen to In Common.
We'll be right back.
You've got it tuned in to Modern Jazz Today, where we play the artists that are making the jazz of today. With your host, Carrie Gaffney and Jeff Williams.
Want more information? Find us on the web at modernjazztoday.com. Up next is Bogue Cheeto. We're going to take a listen to the title track off their new album, Red Lounge. Let's check it out.
Coming up next on our queue, Tristan. Tristan's music can be described as feel-good vintage acid jazz music with the energy, vibe, and sound of today by some of the best contemporary pop jazz musicians from Europe. Funky rhythm guitars, Hammond, Fender Rhodes, and synths, and a rhythm section that has been playing together for decades. We're going to take a listen to a track from their album Live in Concert. We're going to listen to the track Moon Tune.
Thank you. those thoughts on ice. If you ever get real close to me, you will know my kind. I'll be with you all the kinds of free, yeah, with every mind. I'll push you through in front of me, rather carelessly. All you've left behind. Baby, and I can't see the center. I cannot reach the core. Baby, I refuse you to enter.
Next up is Demi Aracena. She's been energizing the music scene with her new album, Cubophonia. We're going to take a listen to the track, Ilegua.
We'll be right back.
Up next is Canadian artist Barbara Licca. From her album, I'm Still Learning, we'll take a listen to the track, Nashville. Let's dig in.
If you wanna touch, if you feel too much, you can walk away and tell me what I wanna hear. I don't care if it's real, if you know what to say. Get back together in my honey pot. Ooh, baby, oh, the girl's too dirty for the radio.
Say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Maintaining a lush green lawn takes a lot of time, and it harms the climate. Gas-powered mowers burn fossil fuels. Producing chemical fertilizers creates climate pollution. And in drought-prone areas, watering uses up increasingly scarce resources. But homeowners have an alternative. Years ago, Nebraskan Benjamin Vogt started ripping out portions of his suburban lawn. He replaced it with prairie grasses, wildflowers, and other native plants. He says it takes time to get this kind of garden started and to manage weeds in the beginning. But once it's established, it requires little upkeep and maintenance.
It's never watered, it's never fertilized, and weeding is incredibly minimal at this point.
And the meadow garden buzzes with life.
I'm just always looking like, oh, there's a sweat bee here, there's a green metallic bee here, there's a monarch butterfly, there's a swallowtail.
Vogt now runs a business called Prairie Up to help other people get rid of their lawns. He offers online courses and webinars and works with clients to design a plan for their property and climate.
Obviously, if you are in the desert Southwest, your garden is going to look a little bit different than it would, say, in Pennsylvania, but the principles apply. You can find the plants that work for your region and work for your climate, and that will give you a lower maintenance landscape.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
How much do you love this station? People dedicated to your community. News that directly matters to you. This station needs your support. Go to mycri.ca to find out more about the Community Radio Initiative, which will provide core funding for this station. At MyCRI, you will find an easy way to create an email that you can send to the politicians who need to hear your message. Just 5 minutes and a few clicks make a big difference. MyCRI.ca.
Okay.